should people who use illegal drugs be able to have them checked before taking them? Testing in nightclubs happens in some countries around the world. Commentators have suggested that criminalisation is clearly ineffective when it comes to stopping kids using drugs while allowing them to use an unchecked toxic substance. What do you think? Should we be allowing young people to safely experiment with drugs by introducing drug testing at various events? Do you know what? Even how that's phrased, safely experiment with drugs. You can't safely experiment with drugs. You just can't. So young people should not be taking them at all, but should they be allowed to test them to reduce the risk? The commentators Emma Wolfe and Simon Waugh with us today. Emma, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Morning. Simon, morning. What do you think, Simon?
Well, I have first-hand experience, not that I'm a drug taker myself, but my eldest brother didn't pass the age of 24 because he experimented with drugs. And during the short period of his adult life that he was alive, he caused havoc within my family. Of course, we had to have him to stay. I was away at boarding school, but he came home to stay. And he burgled my parents' house in the middle of the night. All sorts of problems we had. And quite honestly, in the end, it was probably a relief when he died. It absolutely ripped our family apart. And we're living at a time, Stephen, when we're winning the war against smoking tobacco. And are we prepared now to go the opposite way regarding cannabis? And I've heard the arguments about, oh, if we legalise it, everyone knows what's in the substances that they're smoking. You know, because obviously it's not. The sort of skunk that's available now is very strong stuff. It's an hallucinogen. It alters people's behaviour. So the argument goes, oh, well, if we legalise it, we've got control of it, we know what they're smoking. No, we don't. They've tried this in America, and still there's a black market. There always will be a black market. There always will be crooks out to make money with regards to drugs.
Okay, Emma?
I hate them, I loathe them, I detest them.
Emma?
Well, obviously, look, I'm terribly sorry about Simon's personal experience, but the fact is people do... And they can safely experiment with drugs. A recent survey revealed that two-thirds of young people wouldn't take a bad pill if they were told, if the pill was tested and they were told that it was bad, it was unsafe. So therefore, we know that testing reduces usage and increases safe experimenting.
It happened in America.
You're not going to stop young people from experimenting. So should we put our heads in the sand? I don't think that recreational drugs are the actual problem, and I don't think that criminalisation is the solution. I think it's our attitudes, society's attitudes, whereby we demonise all drug use.
Yeah, we demonise alcohol. We demonise tobacco, rather. And we're winning that war, aren't we? We've demonised it. We've told young people, do not smoke. It'll kill you. You'll die earlier than you would naturally. And we're winning that war.
People are taking drugs, it is happening, and this is a way of letting them do it in a more safe environment, in a more controlled environment. By putting our heads in the sand, it simply doesn't work. Do you remember the death of Leah Bett? She took ecstasy, and that was just bad. That's a bad pill. That, you know, it doesn't actually kill you. It's the fact that the current generation are less druggy, they drink less alcohol, and they are more responsible than their parents' generation.
We've educated them that way. We've now got these educational programs in schools. You know, I've been in the classroom for 35 years. There's so much emphasis put on these things.